Good morning, friends, and welcome here to worship at the table at Central United Methodist Church. My name is Matt, and along with Linda, we serve as co-pastors for this beautiful community, and we are so grateful to be together with you in person here and for those that are gathering online as well. A few of us were out late last night. Well, at least late to my body. We were celebrating a middle school theater production. And the energy and the excitement for these 7th and 8th graders was just palpable. Maybe you can remember that or imagine that. We know that that's actually happening all around us. When we were gathering to pray with our musicians, we were celebrating that school is over, at least for some students among us. And that's true for a few high school students. It's true for some families that are traveling right now to be with college students who are graduating. It's true for our music director, who's with his partner Elizabeth. They're back in New York to celebrate her sister's graduation. Celebration is just kind of in the air as we gather. And today is a celebration in the whole global Christian church. And we call that celebration Pentecost. And Pentecost is a celebration, for those that might be a new word for, of the Holy Spirit coming to move and flow and to be with us. And some of us come from traditions that are deeply rooted in an awareness of the Holy Spirit and how it flows. And some of us find that excitement to just be in our bodies. Others of us come to this space from families that didn't really have a practice of faith at all, so this is new for us. And many of us learned to mostly look right past or minimize the Holy Spirit. Just think about it. We have 3 high holy days in the Christian calendar. Listen to which of them sound most familiar to you. We have Christmas, the celebration of the incarnation, God with us. Resurrection, the celebration of God taking the worst thing in the world, the violence and death and suffering of empire, and turning that into a symbol of life and love and hope, a sword to a plowshare. And Pentecost, the celebration of the Holy Spirit coming. Which of these might not get as much attention, Christmas or Easter or Pentecost? We have some help, though, thankfully, in our community. We have amazing art on the screen that Corey has been sharing with us, the Spirit coming as fire and wind and dove. And Eric has created just as much that you might be able to see here on the table as well, at least for those with eyes, fire and wind and dove. This morning, our musicians are going to help us, and I want to give you a couple of invitations. If moving with the Holy Spirit feels at home to you, welcome. And if moving with the Holy Spirit brings up a lot of anxiety for you, welcome. The Holy Spirit can work with all of this and more. And however you arrive in this moment, that is simply okay. We are in this together. Whether you're led to sing, whether that's on pitch like some of you or off like me, whether you're invited to move or to stay right where you are, may the Spirit stir us. Father Richard Rohr writes about it like this. God doesn't give God's Spirit to those of us who are worthy, because none of us are really worthy, he said. God gives God's Spirit in this awakened way to those who want it. So on this Feast of Pentecost, quite simply, could you want it? Could you rely on it and know that it is already given to you and to the world that God loves? I invite you, friends, to stand in body or spirit as our musicians move us into celebration of Pentecost with a song called Fire.
Revival, fire, fall on us.
means may the Spirit consume our hearts with love, that we might feel in the depth of our bones and our being God's fierce love for you and God's fierce love for the whole world. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together. They were together in one place, and suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, moved among them and appeared on them. The tongue rested on each of them. And then verse 4 continues, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in the native languages of those gathered among them as the Spirit gave them ability. So friends, is it our sense that this happened one time long, long ago, and it's never, ever to be repeated, that the Holy Spirit would pour herself out for a single purpose, and then she'd be on the move, never to be seen? If so, this could actually be why the church is so powerless in the world that so longs for healing and an expression of hope and love, that needs the church to actually be the church. So as we gather, we do so not just to remember, not just to look back on the Spirit coming once long, long ago, but to open up our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our spirits, that we might feel God's Spirit moving in this chaotic world. So God of power and God of might, just like you did it before, come upon us now. Make us, God, make us ready, ready for more.
Just like you did it before, Lord, we are ready for more. Just like you did it before, Lord, we are ready for more. Saying
just like you did it before,
Lord, we
are ready for more.
Just like
you did it before,
Lord, we
are ready for more.
Saying just like
you did it before.
Oh,
Ready for more.
In the upper room,
Lord, we are ready for more.
Oh, Lord.
Richard Rohr invites us to hear it like this. We can actually recognize people who have felt and known that second baptism of the Holy Spirit. You've probably seen them. Maybe you felt it yourself for a moment. They tend to be folks that are loving. They tend to actually be excited. They tend to want to serve others instead of just being served themselves. These are folks who forgive. They forgive life itself for not being the way that they had imagined it. They forgive their neighbors. They even forgive themselves for not being as perfect as they would like to be. So, friends, I don't know about you, but I know that I need the Spirit to keep me on that track, to keep my eyes open to where I might see that in neighbors around me, to where I might let it in to my own heart. And the language that we use today, Holy Spirit, it comes from this old phrase, Holy Ghost. And sometimes we need that that has gone before us to show up in a new way. So may we sing for that Holy Ghost, that fire, that Holy Ghost to come into our lives and into this broken and hurting world.
I need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost in fire. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Ghost in fire. Said I need
the Holy Ghost.
Said I need
the Holy Ghost.
God, may your Spirit fill us with love, fill us with a sense of hope for this day, fill us with a sense of longing that we could find clarity into how we love you and love our neighbors. And when we don't feel like we're enough, may your Spirit stir in our hearts and remind us that we are your beloved children. And we look upon others and we think they're losing their way. May your Spirit stir our hearts that we could see your Spirit flowing freely in their lives. In every way, God, bring us across borders that we set up and help us to build the depth of community in this space. May your Spirit flow freely like a river, and wherever we seek to stop that flow, God, may you get us out of the way. May your liquid Spirit guide us. Wash over us like the waters of new life this day and all the days of our lives. Amen.
Amen. Unreroute the rivers, let the dammed waters be. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid Spirit free. The people are thirsty, cause a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch a wind, when the water hits the bank of a hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Get ready for the wave. It might strike like the final flood. The people haven't drunk in so long, the water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come with a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river. Fill your cup when it's baby too low. Clap your hands now. Go ahead, clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Get down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. The rivers, let the damned water be. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The folks are thirsty cause a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people get to wind of the water to the banks of hard dry land. Clap your hands out.
From fire to liquid. Oof, oof, oof. I was just welcome. My name is Sarneet Prasad and I'm the ceremony coordinator here at the table. I welcome those who are joining online. Nancy is our host today. The fire song, I had to little background. When I was in Fiji, I used to go to a Pentecostal church. And I was like, I love everything about Pentecostal and the Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost. And the fire, that song, and Pastor Matt in between. I was like, let me just run across here. I would like to, if you'd like to learn more about our community of faith, please go on our website, thetableumc.org, and you can complete an online connect card, and you will be connected with our community. I would like to invite for Pride. Pride is next month, and we have two events that we are actually planning right now. One is Pride Potluck, and that is it's a brunch, and you'll see it on newsletter. And we are also organizing a Pride March, or parade. For more details, we will be having on our website. We do have a sign-up sheet. We will be available right after this service. And you can reach out to people, to me, or I would say Penny and Denise, Steve, and others, if you would like to register and get to walk with us in the Pride. I would like you to stand in body and spirit and to join your voices with our musician as you feel led. We'll continue to move in worship now with Every Time I Feel the Spirit. And it's arranged by Bobby McFerry and Esperanza Splending. I'm so sorry with the pronunciation.
Children to begin to make their way toward their godly place sanctuaries. Pastor Jackie is moving to the back with Sophia and others. Our youngest friends who are in elementary school, we invite you to make your way back. There goes Dina toward the back of the sanctuary, and they'll be led upstairs by godly place storytellers and doorkeepers and adults. You're welcome to find a seat as we gather in this space. And I'll remind parents and families that we do receive an offering in godly play, and that offering goes to Mustard Seed School, which is a school for children whose families are experiencing homelessness. And we also have Loving Childcare just down the hallway in a nursery space that you are welcome to use at any moment. There is coffee and tea outside, as that is reminding us. And there are also spaces to pray around the sanctuary and places to rock babies as you feel led.
I wasn't ever I've never actually been to a Pentecostal church. I don't get out much on Sundays. And I've never actually been to one, but I have spent my little life being told, stop moving, stop being so loud, stop running up and down. So I have an affinity for that spirit that is so embodied in Sarnit and so many people. And I'm really grateful right now for this fan. It's pretty mysterious the way it makes this happen. Look at that. Look at that. A pastor I admire said that a church that is alive and well is always a church in transition. That change is not only unsettling, but also an opportunity for new energy and new ideas and new imaginings. Well, friends, we are a church in transition. Yes, we are. We are coming off an enormous shift in our global denomination of United Methodism, in which all anti-LGBTQIA plus language has been removed. Yes, we can clap again. Oh, I'll never get enough clapping about that. It's a remarkable step that many have worked on since the language appeared in 1972. Amen? We're moving a farm in just a few months. We are moving from a small parcel on the back of a Catholic school in Hollywood Park to a bigger plot a few miles south on 99 at Florin Creek Park, which is operated by Southgate Parks and Rec. And we're moving from one growing season during a year, like during 12 months, and we're going to try our hand at growing maybe even year-round. So we don't know, but Florin Creek Park, we are coming for you. It's a remarkable step that we've worked on. So many people in this community of faith have worked to make this a reality. So amen. Let's try again. Amen. I'm working on the cadence. It's time to rework also. Growing in Faith, which is our six-week onboarding class to join our kitchen tables to include more of what the Spirit has been working in us since we first wrote it. Yes, our resource that we wrote doesn't talk about the farm at all, doesn't talk about bread, doesn't talk about new bathrooms and new facilities. It doesn't include any of that. So it's time for us to rework it, and everyone's going to help Pastor Matt relax about that. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, there we go. Oh, yes. And we are this close, we learned this week, this close to welcoming Ezekwe Anderson, who is the baker and founder of Rise Up Bakery, onto our campus. That is a remarkable step that many have also worked on since June 2023. So, amen. Yes. So all that is to say, we are a church in transition, and that means new energy, new ideas, and new imagination taking hold of us as God's future unfolds before us. A church in transition takes seriously our obedience to God and the fire that is so shut up in so many of our bones, aching to be sparked out there into flames. We've given so much, and we want to reach in love. And we want to give generously to our neighbors. We have important work to do, all of us. So Acts 2 in that opening song, Fire, is a snapshot of an extraordinary community long ago. And I dare say we are a snapshot of an extraordinary community today. Pentecost is sometimes referred to as the birthday of the church. It actually began centuries before this scene that we heard in Acts, way back when we were just starting to keep a record of history, right? It was a mystical event called the Story of the Tower of Babel. Have you ever heard of that? Yeah? Okay. It's in Genesis 11. The human community created by God to live in harmony and peace decided that they needed to build a monument. We're so, oh. So they built a tower to reach up to the sky. And I even wonder in my today life, did they try and negotiate the air rights when they did that and make even a little more money on the side? They wanted to make a name for themselves regardless and celebrate how great they all were. But what they were actually doing was building a tower to a false form of unity. You see, when God created human beings, God commanded them us to fill the earth. Migration is at the heart of our human story from the very beginning. The Table of Nations in Genesis 10, which names the descendants of Noah by their families, their languages, their lands, and their nation, paints a picture of a diverse, because they were dispersed, human family. And the Tower of Babel was built as a bulwark against multiculturalism. They gave in to the temptation towards resisting and denying the transition that God was inviting them towards. They were building a so-called Tower of Unity and declaring one language, one dominant culture, if you will, as their dominant language, erasing the beauty of diversity. And the project failed spectacularly because of God's intervention. God brought down the tower, and scrambled the languages to be representative of the actual people who lived in the community, many of whom were in all likelihood enslaved and made to build that same tower and let go of their culture and language. The confusion of languages, it was not a curse. It was a judgment and a mercy on the diverse population. The story of Babel in Genesis 11 is followed right after that by the election of Abram in Genesis 12, in whom all the families of the earth shall be blessed. The one, Abram, is chosen for the sake of the many. What God brought down in Babel, God promised to Abram and fulfilled at Pentecost, which brings us to today. The Holy Spirit falls upon all of those who had gathered to celebrate the Jewish festival of Shavuot, the festival of weeks, 50 days or 7 weeks, which is where we get the word Pentecost. The Spirit's fiery tongues did not burn off the particularity. It was the opposite of that. All those gathered gained the ability to communicate cross-culturally. Pentecost is God's plan for unifying the dispersed human family. Today, our goals for inclusion and belonging and decolonization strive for what the Holy Spirit promises: unity without uniformity, dispersion without disconnection, diversity without divisiveness, gifts without gaslighting, power without polarities. Let's listen for a moment to the great Barbara Holmes. She's a spiritual director, works with Father Richard Rohr. Let's listen to Dr. Holmes talk about what the Holy Spirit does and the spark of God's Holy Spirit more fully.
What's the, I hear Christians talk about the Pentecost and the Spirit. What does the Spirit do?
Oh, the Spirit, breathtaking. I've seen it in so many contexts, but in the upper room, during Pentecost, it comes down as fire. I mean, spirit is also part of who we are, because we have fire shut up in our bones. Okay, so the fire shut up in our bones recognizes the fire that descends upon them, and the Spirit lands on the women and the men in that room, and they're never the same again. And you know they're never the same again because Jesus is gone. And the smart thing to do at that point is to disperse into the village, say nothing more, mind your business, and tend your own garden. But each of them takes the radical path towards sacrifice, and ultimately many of them death, because what they've seen, what they've been imbued with, has released the fire within them, and it cannot be quenched by anything other than obedience to God.
What's that fire doing?
It's a passion that whatever gift you've been given, that you are to disperse throughout this earth, it brings joy to the giving. So I couldn't stop writing if my life depended on it. When I stop for practical reasons, it keeps writing in my brain. So there is a fire, a passion that's given to me about writing that maybe other people don't have, but they have another kind of passion.
But that fire and spirit is available to everyone?
Absolutely everyone. Because of that divine spark. What do you think divine spark is? It's fire. Fire. Shut up in our bones. It's like the flame on Kennedy's grave. It's always lit. Not necessarily at a high, high level, but it's there. All you need do is turn toward it, accept that gift that you were given, and phew.
So people think it's been put out by things.
You can't put out God's divine spark. That's impossible. You can cover it up with a lot of stuff. You can allow suffering that is normal in this life to dim it. You can let a lot of things cover it up, dim it, make it inaccessible to your everyday life. Or you can stop. You can still go to work, take care of your kids, cook dinner, but know that it's there and say, I am willing to be set completely on fire for your sake. And I will take the gift I've been given on fire into the world.
Back in 1850. Born on the wrong side of history, which was the Methodist Episcopal Church South, and then part of white flight out of the suburbs, the people that were downtown, what we call midtown and downtown now, came out to the suburbs, to this campus. And we have continued to grow and be challenged by the fire of God's holy and inclusive spirit. We have not settled, and we are yet in transition again. And we have been given the gift of this community of faith throughout the ages. We have inherited it. Though we too may be tempted to sometimes resist and deny and ignore the Spirit's disrupting call to transition and to change. Learning the new languages and cultures of each generation has been the Spirit's invitation to us. It continues to this day, and let's not be kidding ourselves, it's very hard work. Who will we encounter at Florin Creek Park? And what language does the Spirit inspire us to learn among our new neighbors there at Daler High School? As we experiment with teaching others through pop-up worship in Davis, how are we listening to the voices of our Yolo County neighbors? The lease for Rise Up Bakery to join our campus will be finalized, as I said. How will we welcome the Rise Up and learn the language and culture of their team? It is the gift of fiery passion and accompanied by flames of love which the Spirit bestows upon us, propelling us into God's unfolding future. The promise of Pentecost is that God will continue to fire the imagination of God's church, to stir us up and give us impatience with the status quo. Please, God, give us that impatience alongside God's power and energy. And that is what we require to share our gifts with God's world. Amen? Amen. Amen.
There in a different upper room, Jesus would gather with those closest followers and would give them a practice that is itself dependent upon fire, a practice of breaking bread and sharing from a cup. And then would pass that down through the generations as a way for us to gather around the fruits of the fire, each and every week, shaping our lives through a practice of breaking bread at a table where God welcomes all. No matter how the church tries to draw lines about who's in or who's out, God and the Holy Spirit keep erasing those lines, drawing the circle ever wider. And so it is our task and our calling to keep listening for how the Spirit is breaking open our closed off ways and calling us into new life. And part of the way that we do that is through what the church calls a prayer of confession. And it's kind of radical in our world today. Not gathering individually to confess our own brokenness, but gathering as a whole people to say we are caught up in some ways that don't reflect the way that God longs for us to be. And so we do that every week, trying to come back to the truth of how we do lose our way, and God is there finding us all the time. So I invite you to stand in body or in spirit. Our prayer of confession this morning comes to us from a friend and a co-conspirator in New York. His name is Claudio Carvalles, and Claudio teaches worship at Union. And this is a prayer that he invites us to share together with one voice. Let us pray. When was the last time that we heard the wind of your spirit roar through this place? When was the last time your fire lit up this room? When was the last time we took you at your word and met together in expectation of your spirit filling this place and these lives with your glory and power? Lord, you challenge us with Pentecost. Do we believe that this was a once in eternity experience, never to be repeated? That the Holy Spirit was poured out on your followers for a single purpose and ended her work at that instant? If so, then maybe that is why the church seems so powerless in this age, helpless when faced with the needs, both spiritual and physical, that we see in the world. Lord, as we meet together and celebrate once again the memory of that first Pentecost, may it be for us as it was then, a moment of empowerment and awareness of your glory in this chaotic world, a life-changing experience. So friends, the Holy Spirit is alive, alive and on the loose, and may God's love not be limited in this moment, and may our spirits be caught up in the divine movement of God this moment and all of the days of our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen. And I invite us to join in the call and response. This is one of the church's practices for trying to recognize the Spirit of God in each and every neighbor around us. Friends, may the peace of Christ be with you. And I invite us to turn and to share a symbol of peace with a person or two near to us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the beginning, when all was chaos, water and earth had yet to take shape, and God the sculptor, the painter, the creator touched the swirling mass. God's hand separated earth from water and water from sky, and God touched the earth and plants turned green and fruit began to grow ripe. And to celebrate, God threw holy fireworks throughout the skies, placing stars in the heavens. God touched the oceans and rivers and ponds, and swimming beings made waves in the water, and God reached to the sky and things with wings took flight, and God then looked upon everything and said, "This is good." And when everything was done, God took clay and formed an image of God's own self and breathed into it God's own breath and said, "You're the one I've been imagining. You and everything around you, my beloved creation, is good." But it wasn't good for long. God's people couldn't see the Spirit moving either in themselves or in those around them. So God reached inside God's own heart and pulled out fire and wind and dove and placed it in a form that people might recognize, a holy human being named Jesus. And God set Jesus on earth to remind us of God's deep pouring out of love for us and for the whole world, and then to call us to live and express that love in our everyday lives.
Did all that he could to tell us how much God loves us and to show us how to love each other, but we couldn't accept that and we couldn't agree about it, and we were afraid the principalities and powers lure the people of God to turn against the way made known in the life, ministry, and love of Jesus. And in the end, Jesus was given away by the very ones who thought they loved him best because the challenge was just too great. But before he was taken, Jesus gathered his friends around a table and promised them and promises us he will never leave us alone, but will come back and take us home with him. And like those long ago friends, we don't always understand the message Jesus brings to us or what is coming and going and coming again means to us. We can only be grateful and sing the mystery that is our faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
On the night when Jesus gathered his friends together, he took the simple food that was their Passover meal, the bread and the wine, and he blessed them both and gave thanks to God, and said, I'm sharing this meal with you now so that you can share it together whenever you gather in remembrance of me. Into prayer together with the words Jesus shared long ago with those closest to him. They have been passed down through the ages and morphed and massaged and codified into what the church has named the Lord's Prayer. We invite you to address God in the language which is most dear and true to your own heart. Let us pray. Our Mother,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Pour your Spirit, God, upon each of us gathered in this moment and over the gifts before us. Make these gifts the body and the love of Christ, and make us through them Christ's body alive in the world. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. All are welcome to the table of God's love. And we say all and we mean all. We encourage those who are gathering online with us to bring close to you whatever you are using this morning for your bread and for your juice. We know that here in the sanctuary, we will share this up front and in the back. There will be multiple, three stations. On the platter is bread that was baked for us this week, and in the center of the platter is a gluten-free option for those of us who need that. In the cup is always grape juice. Every week we know there are those among us for whom this is something very different and very new, and that is okay. It is beautiful. There are also those among us for whom this is a life practice, also okay and beautiful. Most of us fall somewhere on that continuum, but always we remind you, there's nothing you can do to make a mistake, nothing you can do to mess this up. We are in God's divine dance together. There are places surrounding you in the sanctuary to either kneel or stand and light a candle if you are so moved to be in prayer in that way and listen for God's voice, or simply stay right where you are in the pew.
Friends, this is the bread of life and the body of Christ broken for you, and the cup of God's healing and forgiveness poured out for the whole world.
Thank you.
We encourage those praying with candles to stay for just as long as you need or desire in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, for the depth of the holy mystery through which you are revealed to creation through the breaking of bread and a sharing of cup, at a table that is open to all, may your peace bind us together and make us one. May we cry out for your love and for your hope in the world, and may that be enough. Amen. Friends, it is our deep hope that you will wonder together with us about the next steps that God might be leading us to take. And the Spirit so often calls us in ways that we least expect, and that may be happening for some in this very moment and in this place. For many of us, we have experienced the love of God in our own lives in ways that causes us and empowers and emboldens us to share our hearts and our lives and also our resources with one another. And the giving of each of you allows this church to be in ministry and healing, life-giving ways in the world. And for your generosity, we are so grateful. And we encourage you to wonder about what that looks like in your life, making gifts here in the sanctuary or online. We have a couple of ways that we invite you to go deeper into community. One of those is, as Linda named, Ezekiel and that team will be moving here officially soon, and we do have an order form online to order Rise Up Bread now for the month of June, and you can pick each week or just one of the weeks to have particular. I have my favorite loaves. You might have yours too, but you can talk about that and decide which loaves you'd like to purchase. You can find those outside in the sanctuary today as well. We will be gathering for worship this afternoon for pop-up at Davis United Methodist Church. We've been coming alongside the historic members of that church doing some teaching, and we'll continue to do that work as we gather for this Pentecost celebration out in Davis. So if you know folks who might be looking for a community of faith that are out that way, we encourage you to reach out to them and let them know we'll be there at 4 o'clock today to gather for worship in that way. And as Linda named, even sometimes as that's what's going to actually have to happen for growing in faith, we're going to take the old version of growing in faith, we're going to let it fall down, and then we're going to rebuild it together. And what that's going to look like is taking a book that we wrote several years ago and figuring out how to bring that into an online resource where folks will gather together still in person to go through that same series with us, but the materials will be accessible online through videos and links and things like that instead of this old-fashioned book. We still are going to have journals to kind of keep it somewhat old-fashioned and beautiful in that way. So there are so many ways that you might find yourself called by God to reach and love in this community. We'll have teams of folks still gathering at Hollywood Park this summer to grow food alongside one another, and we encourage you to sign up to connect out there and to find yourself at one of those community volunteer shifts. We're going to go out this morning, though, in song. We're going to go back to where we began and allow that to guide us along the way. This is our music team sharing Fire. I invite you to rise in body or spirit.
Just like you did it before, Lord, we are ready for more. Just like you did it before, Lord, we are ready for more. So
just like you did it before,
Lord, we
are ready for more.
Just like
you did it before,
hold on,
Lord, we are ready for more.
Falling in love with so many people. You're just so beautiful with the clapping. So may the winds of God's Holy Spirit blow and unsettle us out of our own set ways into new life, just like God did it before. God is doing it again. Amen.
Yeah. I need the Holy